Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 53 of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about how to use action to beat analysis paralysis. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, talking about a quote that I heard from my good friend, Dr. Ellie Summers. If you haven't listened to that episode, it was total fire. Episode 50, check it out, I'll link it in the show notes, but she dropped a little line and she said, just see that first patient. And it's something that has resonated with me, and I wanted to do a little short episode about it. You guys know I teach, maybe you don't know, but I teach for Rock Tape and travel the country, best job in the world. But when I'm teaching, I oftentimes get questions with lots of hypotheticals from the attendees. And they're like, what about this? What about if this? What about this? And I have to stop them. And I've actually started stopping them before they even start. Rewind that, listen to it again, right? I've actually kind of just started heading it off at the pass. And in the beginning of the class, I'll say, listen, you guys are going to be able to come up with a lot of questions because you don't have someone in front of you. And therefore, you can come up with all these scenarios. What if this? What if this? What if this? But guess what? When you're actually in that scenario, when that patient is in front of you, you'll know what to do. And if you don't, you'll be able to ask them and you guys can take the next step forward together. As for how this ties into what Ellie was saying, just see that first patient. She was more so specifically talking about, you know, when you're launching that new career. In her case, she was transitioning into seeing patients privately, you know, starting her own business. And there's all these things you think about, like, what about insurance? What about this? And the overhead with this? And then this thing? And yes, some logistical things you should have in place. But many things, it's a matter of just see that first patient. You treat them, and, you know, my favorite quote, go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll see farther. And that's what she's saying, but, you know, so eloquently and really relating it to therapy, kind of making it digestible for us. Just see that first patient. You see them, and then suddenly the billing, you tackle that for that one patient, or you tackle the reimbursement, or you tackle whatever, you know, the HEP, whatever it as it relates to, you know, physical therapy. I'm not trying to make this too clinical because this really applies to anything, but as it relates to that specific example, just see that first patient. If we want to extrapolate and speak about the bigger picture, just do that first thing. Just take that first step. Go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll see farther. Take that first step on that journey to going as far as you can see. That's a new vision. That's a new perspective from that one step forward. And then you can make decisions based on that. Too often, we try to make decisions based on uncertainties, or we try to predict the future. And perhaps with some things we can, but realistically, especially when you start leveling up and you're doing a lot of things, man, you can't. It's out of your forecasting. I don't want to say it's out of your control because that kind of scares people, but a lot of it is. But it's definitely out of your forecasting. You can put all the pieces in place so that you're at least prepared to come your way. But you cannot dictate what's going to happen and what's going to come your way. You prepare for it. You take the step. When you encounter it, you deal with it. See that first patient. Tremendous advice coming from the Dr. Ellie Summers. I'm going to cut it here because it's simple. Me, I'm a soapbox anymore. But I am going to ask for a little call to interaction. So resonated with you, I'm going to ask that you pause this, take a little screenshot, and then use the hashtag first patient. you got to tag me so I know that you did it. But I want to see that hashtag first patient, get some buzz, get some talk about this. So the people start asking, what does that mean? And then maybe people will listen and then they will make some moves. I'm not trying to drum up more listeners with this. I'm trying to incite some action. Let's get people doing the damn thing. Just see that first patient. I don't care if it's an actual patient, a client, an idea. It doesn't matter. Just do that first thing. Take that first step. Go as far as you can see. And when you get there, I promise you will see farther. All right, friends, wrapping it up. Thank you again, or rather, thank you as always for tuning in. You could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me. Thank you, truly. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.